In Gloucestershire, our reporter Dan Whitehead is at the scene on Tetbury Road.
We've been told it's going to be well into tonight before the tree is removed and this road can reopen. But a significant police presence remains in place here, and it obviously highlights the dangers of the storm over the last couple of days.
300 flood warnings are in place across England and Wales. Thousands of hospital appointments and operations will be cancelled over the next 6 days as junior doctors strike over pay. Members of the BMA in England have begun their biggest walkout in NHS history, calling for a 35% wage increase. Andy Smith has had 9 surgeries called off.
It broke my heart. It broke my Christmas spirit. I didn't bother with Christmas. I didn't put no Christmas decorations up. I just didn't want to do it. Some days I actually feel that I would be better off dead. And that's the one thing that really gets me, is going into hospital. I feel that, what's the point?
It's reported at least 20 people have been killed at a cemetery in Iran. State media says a service was being held to mark the 2020 assassination of the country's top commander. Israel hasn't responded to accusations by Hamas that its military killed one of the founders of the militant group. He died in a drone strike in Beirut, leading to growing concerns there could be an escalation in the conflict in the Middle East. Reform UK, formerly known as the Brexit Party, has accused Rishi Sunak of failing to grow the economy and not bringing down immigration. Richard Tice has been setting out its vision, calling for a one-in, one-out policy. And 16-year-old Luke Littler says his run to the final of the PDC World Darts Championship hasn't even sunk in yet. He'll face new world number one Luke Humphreys in tonight's decider. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
Thanks, Tanya.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's brightened up here in Brentwood. We've got a bit of sun trying to peep through at the moment, but when I walked into the studio, it was grey and dull and chucking it down of rain, and that's what the weather's going to be like today. Some bright spells, some scattered showers, could be heavy at times. This evening and much of tonight will remain rather cloudy with a few scattered showers. However, it will turn drier and clearer by dawn. Bit breezy too. That's your weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
It's 3 minutes past one on Wednesday, the 3rd of January. Happy New Year to you. It's Bob Simpson with another 1, 2, 3. This is very weird with my headphones on. I was telling Michelle I've gone deaf in one ear and I can't hear my own voice properly. Yeah, not a big problem, I suppose.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, so let's kick off my first show of 2024 with a bit of Simply Red. This is Shine On.
Play that song.
Yeah, Phoenix FM, that's Simply Red and Shine On. It's Bob Simpson on 1, 2, 3, right up until 3 o'clock today. Hope you can stay with me. Got lots coming up on the show. Going to be taking a look at the top 10 albums of 2023. Got some predictions for you for 2024 from a guy who makes predictions every week, and he's been every year, and he's been pretty accurate so far, although some of his predictions are sort of pretty obvious. But anyway, we'll go over that later on. Going to be talking about basically getting over Christmas and when you should take your decorations down. Have you got them down yet, or are they still up? You're all right at the moment, but they've got to come down soon. Some silly stories for you, and also looking ahead to the rest of the month on this show, when I've got a couple of brilliant live acts coming in to play live in the studio just for you. Right now, though, it's Spandau Ballet. Ballet and to cut a long story short, the last 2 weeks I've eaten too much, I've drank too much, I've sat about too much. It's time to get my body moving now again and try and lose some of this excess weight I've put on. My belly was full of festive food, I socialised, I played games and watched lots of Christmas films. And so now we really should be thinking about taking down the Christmas decorations. I've actually done mine already, I'm a good boy. But when's the best best time to take down the tree? Many people believe there's a specific day that they should come down to avoid bad luck by leaving your tree and decorations up too long. And it's steeped in religious tradition too. According to tradition, decorations should be taken down and put away on January the 5th, which is commonly thought to be the 12th night of Christmas Day. However, others argue it should be January the 6th, which is known as the Feast of Epiphany. That would be the 12th night following December the 25th. So whether you choose the 5th or the 6th, the superstition that leaving it up any longer is bad luck has been around for hundreds of years. The idea stemmed from people believing that Christmas trees were home to spirits, and when taken down in the first few weeks of January, the spirits were set free. So if you don't want those nasty spirits hanging around, get your tree down. Anyway, here's a test for you to see if you've eaten and drunk too much over Christmas. If you can dance all the way through this, you're okay. Status quo.
Why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6pm, with local events, Drive Live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing. Thank
you. Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
98
FM. This is Phoenix
98 FM. When I see you on the street, my whole body gets weak. When you're standing in the crowd, your love talks to me so loud. Girl, do I do what you do when I do my love to you? Here, you're on the phone. Your sweet, sexy voice turns my ear all the way on. Just the mention of your name seems to drive my head insane. Girl, do I do what you do when I do my love to you, baby? I got some candy kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honey sugar chocolate dip and kisses full of love for you. Yes, I got some candy kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honey sugar chocolate dip and kisses full of love for you. My life has been waiting for your love. My arms have been waiting for your love to find. My heart has been waiting, my soul and this waiting, your love.
kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honeysuckle chocolate dip and kisses full of love for you. Yes, I got some candy kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honeysuckle chocolate dip and kisses full of love for you.
Oh, Stevie, calm down a bit. Enough of the kisses already. Oh, that is fantastic. Stevie Wonder and Do I Do. Got a song for Daphne coming up in just under 10 minutes. And going to do the travel news in a moment, but just before I do, I think Michelle mentioned this earlier, but I'm going to mention it as well. An obvious spelling mistake has been spotted on a new large city road sign. The sign on the A131 on the outskirts of Chelmsford shows the city as Chelmsald. Without an F. Essex County Council has apologised to residents for the unfortunate mistake. The error wasn't present at the design stage, but it appeared during printing, and a replacement sign would be installed as soon as possible. It's a great big sign, actually. I would have thought they could just stick a sticker over it. But anyway, for the time being, Chelmsford is known as Chelmsald.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, we'll get to Chelmsald in a minute, but there's quite a lot of traffic building up on Brook Street coming off of the M25 heading towards into Brentwood. Not quite sure why, but there's some slow traffic there at the moment. Similarly, around Wilson's Corner, it's looking pretty busy as usual, really, but there is some slow traffic there. Billericay's looking fairly okay, a little bit on the high street, a little bit slow, but nothing that's going to hold you up for too long. Then, a bit further afield, in Rayleigh, there's some slow traffic northbound on the High Street to Crown Hill. Also slow on Crown Hill towards the High Street and on Webster's Way southbound to Eastwood Road. In Chelmsford, there's slow-moving traffic on Van Diemen's Road between Lady Lane and the Army and Navy Road. And more slow traffic on the Baddow Road towards the Army and Navy roundabout, and even more slow traffic on Parkway East between Highbridge, the A109, and the Army and Navy roundabout. That's about it. That's all I've got for you right now, but we'll check again in about an hour's time.
Goodbye. say goodbye. Friends have tried to turn my nights to day. Strange faces, a new place, can't keep the ghosts away. Now just beyond the darkest hour, and just behind the dawn, it still feels so strange to leave my life alone. There's no regrets, no tears goodbye. I don't want you back. We'd only cry.
Absolutely love that song from the Walker Brothers, No Regrets. I think that was their one and only hit in the 1970s. They had most of their hits in the 60s, but great song. Nice to hear it again. Now it's time for a song for Daphne. Now, we started this last year. Daphne is my number one listener in Billericay, and she tunes in every week. So, hi, Daphne. Hope you're doing well. Daphne gives me a list of songs every now and then, and I've got a bumper list for 2024, so I'm going to work my way through them in the coming weeks. Now, this particular song today is a song written by American musician Bobby Darin. He recorded his composition on March the 5th, 1959, and released it as a single the following month. In addition to Bobby Darin's vocal, the song features Neil Sedaka on piano. It was released as a single on Atco Records in America in 1959 and became a multi-million seller, reaching number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 in America for a week, and it reached number 1 on the UK's New Musical Express chart for 4 weeks during July 1959. It is Dream Lover.
Girl, to call my own, I wanna dream of. Girl, to call
still sounding fabulous. That's Michael Jackson and The Way You Make Me Feel. It's Bob Simpson on 123 on Phoenix FM this Wednesday, the 3rd of January. And I'd like to give you a little bit of a heads up about some live music that's coming up on the show in January. On the 17th of January, it's my pleasure to welcome back to the studio some old friends of Phoenix. It's Richie Milton and Bill Farrow. They'll be playing live in the studio and talking about the Bill and Ricky EP that has just come out. Great music. They're a great pair, and we usually have a really good laugh with Bill and Richie in the studio. And they came in almost exactly a year ago today on the 4th of January, the last time. And here's one of the songs that they performed then. This is Milton Farrow live in the Phoenix FM studio and NHS. Ain't we lucky? We sure are.
Ain't we lucky? We got the NHS. I said, ain't we lucky? We got the NHS. All living in the UK, we can truly say we're blessed. You know, some mean old fat cats, they want it privatized.
Now,
some mean old fat cats, they want it privatized.
For the NHS.
Well, they could take that idea and poke it where the sun don't shine. But then ain't we lucky, we got the NHS. Well, ain't we lucky, we got the NHS. Oh, living in the UK, we can truly say we're blessed. Overworked, underpaid, underfunded in so many ways, yet still, it's the NHS. Reassuring dedication, relied upon by the nation. Well, ain't we lucky, we got the NHS. All in the UK, we can truly say we're blessed. Oh, yeah.
Come on, Bill.
Yeah, think of Chaz and Dave with guitars, and great humour, a great couple of guys. It's always an entertaining session with Bill and Ricky, otherwise known as Richie Milton and Bill Farrow. 2 weeks today here on Phoenix FM. Then, on the 24th of January, the following week, I'll be hosting an interview and live session from the George Harrison Project. Now, they are a live music celebration showcasing George Harrison's best-loved hits from his his early Beatles songs, his solo career, and of course the Travelling Wilburys, and they also came in last year, and I have to say it was one of the best live sessions I've ever sat in on the studio. So they're coming back in 3 weeks' time, but here's a song from that session from last year, recorded live in the Phoenix FM studio, the George Harrison Project, and one of George Harrison's early songs with the Beatles, If I Needed Someone.
We're going to do one from the Rubber Soul album now. This one featured George on 12 strings. That's what Al's just swapping over now, live in the studio. And this one's called If I Needed Someone.
If I needed someone to love, you're the one that I'll be thinking of. If I needed someone, if I had some more time to spend, then I guess I'd be with you, my friend. If I needed someone, had you come some other day, and it might not have been like this. But you see now I'm too much in love. Carve your number on my wall, and maybe you will get a call from me. If I needed someone, if I had some more time to spend, then I guess I'll be with you, my friend. If I needed someone, had you come some other day, it might not have been like this. But you see now I'm too much in love. Carve your number on my wall, and maybe you will get a call from me. If I needed someone,
yeah, the George Harrison Project and If I Needed Someone. They will be here live in the studio in 3 weeks' time. Now, coming up after the break, a song from Dirty Dancing. Stay tuned.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Every Wednesday at 8pm here on Phoenix FM, join me, Nick Field, for a round of curveballs, showcasing the many stars and faces of the local Essex scene and scenes from around the world. With guest interviews, live sessions, local gig news, and musically, everything from crooning folk metal to pop punk tronica, and everything in between, whatever that might consist of. That's Curveballs, every Wednesday between 8 and 10pm here Phoenix FM. Tune in and see what you can discover.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
From the film Dirty Dancing, and of course it was around for a long time before that came out. It was The Contours and Do You Love Me. Now, I'm not normally one for giving gardening tips, but I read this the other day and I thought, that sounds all right. I do gardening because I have to. It's not something I do as a hobby, really. But anyway, we've had some really mild weather lately, but January, February is usually the time it really does start to get cold and we might get a bit of snow. And protecting your outdoor flowers and plants from the snow can be as easy as giving them a cup of tea, apparently, according to one expert. Dedicated gardeners are gearing up to shield their plants from any upcoming harsh weather, and Millie Durback, brand manager at Yorkshire-based Prestige Flowers, suggests a warm brew is the secret weapon against the winter chill. Well, it is for me, anyway. Tea, especially caffeine-free varieties like chamomile or rooibos, whatever that is, contains tannins that toughen plant cell walls, making them more resilient in the cold, she said. Well, there you go. Go and put the kettle on and make your plants a cup of tea. Here's Christina Aguilera with A Genie in a Bottle.
I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights, waiting for someone to release me. You're licking your lips and blowing kisses my way, but that don't mean I'm gonna give it away.
Gilson every Friday evening on Phoenix 98 FM at 10 p.m. for 2 hours of great tracks from the 50s right through to the 1980s.
Woo, come on everybody.
That's 10 p.m. every Friday here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah.
on the hour across Brentwood and Great Britain. This is Phoenix FM News.